Oh, man. Technical difficulties. So if you're in here on TikTok, you can always join me and my sister. We are live on Instagram right now. We just got disconnected. We're about to join back in here. What happened? Girl, I don't know. I don't even know. But we back in this thing. Jump right back in it.
I was like, dang, I was into it.
I know.
Excited and everything.
Talking about Miss Cardi B.
Man, she just had me. I'm just excited. I don't know. Whatever this is, I'm excited. And then we got this. Look at that.
Okay, period. Oh, it's
it's a corset
coming down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's on the bottom?
It's just a long train. It's just a sheer train.
Where is sis going? Where is she going? I'm here for it, though.
So, I don't want to say it wrong. I think it's Mugler. I want to say it's French. It might be Mugler, but I'm going to say that's where she went. She went to an event for him. Okay. So they have the kind of iconic pants that everybody's wearing that's like sheer and like has that curved design. All Joy Chavez wore them. Marlo Hampton wore them.
Okay.
Like, so he had, they have that popular tight that's everybody's wearing. So that's what she was going to for this event. And then this right here, to me, is fire. I think it's so different. So dope. I don't know, but
let's see. Oh, yes, I saw that. I said, okay, yes, period, sis.
From head to toe.
Showed up, head showed to toe. Out. Giving glamour villain going on.
Man, but this right here just shows you that you can definitely reinvent yourself. Like, if you want to, you could, like, it doesn't take much. You don't got to go get surgery. I mean, we talking about Cardi, but we don't have to go get surgery. You don't have to. You can reinvent yourself just by changing your outfits, upgrading your looks, your hair, whatever. So I'm really excited for Cardi. I can't wait to see more looks. I feel like she's about to just service like for the rest of the year. I'm just going to gag and scream every time because I'm like, she make me want to freaking dress up every day.
Day, I know.
And have nowhere to freaking go.
Look, that's going to be us shooting. We're like, all right, you ready? We're going to eat. We're going to have brunch. But you know what? I can never, even though I'm here in Atlanta and they want to do brunch and stuff, me getting up and going to brunch, I just have not been on that scene yet. I would like to see it happen, but.
Yeah, she is giving major looks.
Yes.
She's doing it. And she looks good. Her hair looks like everything is cohesive because, you know, I look at everything. So I'd be like,
right,
the makeup, the hair, like, no, she's doing it. Like her stylist, they're coming through.
Absolutely.
It's a vibe.
Definitely. Definitely a vibe. That's what's up. All right. So she had those four looks.
Those are the four looks that I've seen that I liked that I was like, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, how long ago was it that she had her baby?
I feel like it was yesterday. I don't even think it's been a month.
I feel like I just saw her pregnant.
Yeah. I don't know, but she said, F it, I'm coming through anyways.
And I'm here for it, period.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. All right.
I like her whole story anyway. I used to watch her before she was Cardi B.
That's what I was going to ask you. If you were tuned in, like, she just used to be joking, but it would be, like, this serious joke. Like, she'd be saying real shit on there.
Yeah. And she's still the same way because she reported herself, like, out to eat. She's like, I love truffle. Ow, you know her. You heard all the way. I'm going to be so truffle. I was like, as long as you true to yourself, do you.
Right. I know. It's that authentic. And I think initially, that's what set her apart. Her just being real. Didn't give a fuck what nobody had to say about like her personality, what she had going on. She was just showing up and probably she was probably over like the BS she kept seeing and was just like, you know what? I'm about to just start saying shit. Like, this is what needs to be said.
Yeah. And a lot of people underestimate her intelligence. She's not a dumb person at all. Right. She's actually very smart.
Right. Is there any fashion looks? This is Thrifty Soul. Hey, welcome over here. Is there any fashion looks that y'all would not wear, like something that's not giving to y'all? It's how you wear stuff. So what looks good on one person, somebody else could put it on and then not look good because they don't know how to wear it. That goes to style. Like, I'm wearing this right now, but say somebody else put it on and they not rocking it properly or whatever, or their confidence is there, they'll probably feel a mess because I got a whole lot of stuff going on right now.
Right.
Let's see. One thing, though, you have anything off the top of your head? I got to think. There's
so what I was going to say is I'm going to try anything once to see what it looks like. Because what looks cheap or looks trashy or looks big, small, whatever, it may look totally, I might make it look rich or I might make it look a certain way. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it on. So it's not anything that I could say because it always looks different on me. A lot of times I wear something, people are like, I would never. And it's like, you have to own it. Whatever it is, you got to own it. So I don't think I have anything. I'm not, if it looks cheap, I'm probably just not going to buy it. Because even on the runway, there's some stuff you're like, it ain't worth that. No, like I wouldn't wear it because it ain't worth what it, what the price is or what it looks like. So stuff like that. But no.
Nothing comes to mind. Because, we like to explore. We like to have fun. Unless if it, like she said, cheap. I would say cheap. I can't even say old because we rock vintage, but I mean there is certain things that are just old
and way
just,
out of style.
Yeah, way out of style. I go where I personally like. I don't like skirts, big skirts or whatever. That's just not my thing. It makes me not feel good, so I won't wear those. That's personal.
That's exactly all mostly confidence.
But once I put it on, deciding factor, but it's mostly about confidence.
Facts. Yes, I agree with you.
Exactly. Is there something that, what made you bring that up? Is there something that you wouldn't wear or curious off the top of your head as well, Thrifty Soul? And what's your name? You put your name in there. But the other thing too, Dylan, was Savage Fenty. I mean, Savage X. That show, I would say, I appreciate Rihanna and all that she brings, keeping everybody included, inclusive, like all the different people she represented in the store, in the show. So from disabled to trans to you got your drag in there, like it was just
everything.
Overall a bit of everything. And it speaks to like the different audiences. And I think that business wise, that's what makes her so great at what she does. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the fashion, the lingerie, speaking on like cheap or stuff like that,
Before you say that, let's say on a positive note first. Let's talk all positive first, then we'll go to that.
Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate the music. I appreciate the performing. I appreciate the performing in the clothes because you know, it's Savage X. And you want to know that it moves in the bedroom. Right. Like, to me, that gives me that idea, right?
Right.
But it was a concert to me. It wasn't a fashion show.
There you go.
In my opinion. Yeah. You know, but was it dope? You know, right. But I forgot what I was there for. Okay, now I'm done.
Wait, did you have any more positive?
You know, the performances were great. Bia looked good.
Woo!
I was like, she bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. Listen, she bad. I can't forget about my baby. Hey, Bia. Hey, baby. Oh, my gosh. I was like, I don't know. She just got a vibe. She don't do too much.
Oh, I love your name. Vibe.
She just got that vibe. Bia got that vibe, right?
Vintage 30s vibes, that's dope. Okay. I love your name, by the way. One of my favorite people have the same name. Well, she's a baby, but y'all have the same name. But yeah.
Bianca. Yeah. Okay, so just so that y'all know what Bianca said, this is Thrifty Soul. I love the vintage 30s vibe, but it's more on the male side that gives mm-hmm. me the look. But skirts are a
shortcoming
for me, too. Yes, yeah. Agreed. I can see that. I like that a lot. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I see. Vintage
30s. Yes. Okay, girl.
That's dope. Soul.
That's why that makes mm-hmm. sense. I'm here for that. Okay.
Yeah, so Babia, her whole everything. I said, okay. She made me want to go listen to her song again. You know, like, I like Normani's performance. I don't really care for her hair much, but
I don't know. They be missing the mark with Normani's hair. That's for sure. Go ahead.
Go all in, girl.
Go all in. I was trying to stay on the positive. No, we missed a couple positives.
Okay.
Rihanna had Jasmine Sullivan in some lingerie. I ain't never seen her put on some lingerie.
Yeah. Okay. Jasmine Sullivan be getting a little risque lately. Let's be honest. Has. Okay. Okay.
How it go? Sit on it, something. That last song.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here for it. Go ahead, sis. She like, you know, she might have got some work done. It was like she feeling it, but her confidence, I'm here for it. I'm here for everything.
For sure. For
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. Badu.
She can never lose in my book, though.
I mean, she just herself. Once again, going she to just lit. Authentic.
Like lit, we should change that to just Badu.
Badu.
It should be like, that's Badu. That's it. I'm doing it. Every time, that's Badu.
On,
she's so lit.
Lyric.
Even at her age, she crosses all genres. Like, A, it doesn't matter. She's just lit. Like,
she's definitely in the timeless for me. Like, timeless. For across the board. Erykah Badu, timeless. That's
yes.
my word.
Yes. Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying from now. I'm not saying lit no more. That's Badu.
Badu.
That's Badu.
That's what we are, Badu.
She a Badu. We a Badu. That's Badu. She a
Badu. That's Badu right there.
Chill. She's just I aspire to be like her when I grow up. She just everything about her is just magical. She is like a fucking unicorn, man.
Uh huh. Yeah. She do what she want to do, and she do it well. Cause I mean, yeah, that's just her. But when she didn't necessarily have like a performance. She just mm-hmm. came out, walked, did her thing. The dancers were dancing around her,
mm-hmm.
but it still was all about her. I mean, shit. I mean, the face, everything. It's just her. But I did hear from a couple of people that have seen her in person. It's just like you have a moment, like when you stop in your tracks and you like. Damn, she beautiful, like a beautiful human.
And she got ass.
So you know the men be stuck. And the women be stuck.
Okay, okay. I'll be like,
the piercing eyes and everything. Oh, we'll Jasmine is giving me the Issa Rae of music. Okay.
I didn't see that one, but that's the vibe.
Jasmine, yeah. She, her vocals. She hit it on the head.
Mm-hmm. That's somebody I want to see live because I know she kills it. It's almost positive.
And she don't dance. It's the passion and I think just the...
Her you don't voice. Have to. She don't have to.
You don't have to sit there.
It's some people that can't sing and have to perform and there's some people that can sing and stand in the middle stage and not do nothing.
Do nothing. Facts.
And make us all cry.
Not cry. Facts, though. Facts. Facts, facts, facts. All right. Any more positives? No? Okay. So.
I mean, Riri, you know, she bad or whatever.
She bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Honey. You know, there were some moments I was just like, you know, could have did a little better with the choreography, but her person definitely knows how to get her dancers to move with passion and energy. Mm. So you mm-hmm. can feel that. But overall, like you said, on going to our critique and things that we're thinking about. The movements, the clothing is kind of like overpowering. I mean, we definitely saw that you can move in it, but it was more like a
it was like an art show. It was a dance show.
Art show, dance show, something I would see at a Apache. Yeah. Which is a place out here, if you're in Atlanta, it's like something I would see there, like very movement, concert-like, stuff like that. Yeah. My other thing would be as far as the clothing. So me looking at the clothing, and as a designer, I'm not seeing anything that makes me like, that's quality, that's something like, of course I'm going to wear the sets. Like the sets are going to sell out easy. And people are going to support Rihanna, and because she hit everybody, that's a no-brainer. But as
they designer, said, because she's still dope.
Yeah, she's still dope. So this don't negate none of that. But as a designer, it's just like I want to see more. Like with the lingerie, like offer me something different. Like there should have been a moment where we're looking at the clothing, and it's just like a real fashion show. Like damn, I want that. That's different.
Yeah, and I want to say like the sequence sets very to me in my opinion they looked very cheap,
very cheap.
They looked very cheap, and I was very disappointed. And the execution with the wigs, with the mullets.
Okay.
I was pissed.
Okay.
Because I feel like some of it was rushed, and you could see it. Maybe it wasn't, but it looked like some of the wigs looked rushed. They didn't even look put on right. I did like some of the visuals as far as the makeup is concerned, but the hair for me was a miss.
I can see that. Yeah. Here we go. You paying more attention to the makeup. I'm paying.
That's what we're here for. We bring it together.
Balance it out. Right.
Balance. We call it balance. Yeah.
But
that was my least favorite was the sequence sets and the men like sweats and do-rags. Okay.
Very, basic, Favorite moment though is going to be Bia for me.
I'm sorry. When I saw her, I was like, who show is this? I forgot. I had to click and make sure I was
right. Oh shit!
It was like the lighting was right, the green was right, the makeup was like everything on her was right, and that's another thing that to me was a miss: the lighting.
Yeah,
I needed to see the clothing, like the ambience, great for the performance of dancing, but when I want it, you're supposed to be showing me something. The lighting, it was dark. Some of it was dark.
Right. I agree. Listen, we on the same page with that. Because I get the vibe. I actually like the whole...
It was a vibe.
Yeah.
It was
a vibe. I love the whole elevator situation. Like, there were moments. It's just the clothing. It's supposed to be a fashion show.
I do like the elevator.
At the end of the day, it's the fashion show part that gave me real Atlanta. I'm just starting out. Fashion show. I'm just saying, once you get to a certain point, you have a higher expectation for
I definitely
fashion show. So it's no shade, but absolutely,
no.
I'm looking
for the expectations more. Are higher because we know she could bring that. She brings it with everything, with her makeup line, with her whatever she's doing, she brings it. So we're waiting for this, especially because it's your fashion show. We get all of the Instagram models in your clothes, but it's not the same. We want to see something we haven't seen. We want to see something that, you see, and it's like, can I get that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was nothing.
And that's one of the things when you on a team like that, that has to be one of the conversations. It's like, we putting on this big ass production, we doing all this for attention, stuff like that. Somebody needs to make sure that at the end of the day, what are they coming for? We're also trying to see the designers do their part. The designing team come up with some innovative, something different that is going to make them speak about just the clothing and not just the choreography, not just the performance, but make sure that they're speaking about the clothing, about the lingerie. Because this platform she's created is amazing, and it's a moment to own lingerie as a whole. And I think Victoria's Secret did, and I know their competitors, Victoria's Secret, they did a very good job of providing that aspect of, I'm gonna put on a concert, but you guys are here to see the lingerie on these models in a different
way. It was the wow factor.
It was a wow factor. Like, oh my gosh, one day I gotta go to a Victoria's Secret fashion show because it's so amazing. And you can still do that with creating this diversity and keeping everybody included. It's just that something has to give that wow, whatever that's going to be.
So yeah, versus me saying, oh, I would go to that concert.
Exactly.
That was my thought. Literally. Yeah. I would go to that concert. Yeah. The dancing was a vibe. This is the whole,
it was.
Oh, they're playing Busta? Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
But I forgot what I was watching.
Exactly. Just honest feedback, period.
I love Riri, though. You know, she's dope.
Shoot.
She's dope.
Represent, okay? She represents well, too, doing her thing as a Black woman. I'm here for it. And her story, everything, I'm here for it. And she also spoke about, I don't know if you saw the interview, she's getting ready to put out some music, and it's going to be different. She's going to explore and do all that. So I'm actually really excited to see what she does. Shoot, you a billionaire, sis. Go ahead and have some fun with music. You ain't got nobody telling you what to do.
Yep, I can't wait, because the Riri fans are waiting a long time. So I know they holding their breath. I'm going to just go ahead and sip, and when it comes out, I'll be ready.
for sure whenever that is, but
right, that's why I say I ain't holding my breath. I might die before.
Don't say that.
They've been waiting. Them, what they call them, I don't even know, but they've been waiting.
Just her. Oh, I don't think that she have a name for her.
She do. Yeah.
Oh, she do. I don't know what it is, child.
I don't know either. I don't know but I'm excited. I mean, I was really excited to see just everybody. That was bomb. I loved it. I was like, that's dope. You know what I'm saying?
BBW?
Yeah. What?
I mean,
male and female coming through.
I just want a hug. That's all. but when it's the confidence for me and everything. It's just, I love that. I'm here for it. I would love to be in a show like that, to walk a show like that. Shoot.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I can imagine the energy behind everything. You can tell that it was authentic and that the set was probably really dope to be on as a whole. So, well, yeah. That's what's up.
So let's get into these fragrances, girl.
Fragrances. Ooh! Look,
you did a poll or
yes. Yep. So I did on my story, I believe it was last week, I was asking if you think that your fragrances are a part of your style. Are your fragrances, your perfumes, your cologne, is that a part of your style? Majority, and then you can put that in the chat box if you think it is or not and put why. But majority of the people did say that, yes, it is a part. I did have some people that said they don't even wear perfume or cologne. It's not a thing.
Oh, what?
Some people don't. And it was a couple of my traveling friends. So it makes sense. I mean, I want to say I just had, when I did my backpack trip, I had like my little travel ones. That was it. But for whatever reason, some of them don't. What are your thoughts?
I think for me, it's a part of my whole getting dressed moment.
Yes.
Like, I don't even care where I'm going. Like, literally, I'm coming to my closet to film, and I put on perfume.
Me too.
I got dressed.
Me too.
Like, it's a part of it. It's a part of my routine. And I love smelling good, and I love the compliments, and I love cologne. So I love a man that smells good. Like, I will bury myself in their neck if it smells, and I'm the type of person that'll be like,
right.
To me, it just brings a outfit full circle. I don't know why, but it's just the and if it's the right scent to that outfit, because to me, like, scents goes with certain things. I will be like, "Ooh, you smell good!" Like, I can't even help myself. So for me, like, cologne, perfume is a must. Or if you wear oils, oils are great too, because they last longer. They have amazing scents. I've done oils too, but it's just a thing for me, and I love it. I'm more into cologne personally, but on my skin, I create a lot of warmth. Like,
let's go back. Sorry. So at what point do you put on your perfume or cologne? At what point?
After I like lotion, like oil up, lotion up.
Yeah.
So, I put it on my body.
Okay. Because some people do it once they're done getting dressed. After they figure that out, put on their clothes, and then they put it on. But you prefer to do it as soon as you get out the shower, that type of thing.
Yeah, I like the scent on me. So unless I'm going somewhere. So I know a lot about scents to the point where I have a day scent, morning, day. I have a night scent if I'm going out. And I have scents that are, like, for special occasions.
Correct.
So I already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not much more I could do to... So if I'm going to a wedding, there's a certain smell I want to wear. If I'm going to work and I know it's morning time, I have a fresh scent that I wear. But I like to put it on my body because that's what's going to create the scent. Now, I can put on my clothes, but I feel like if you start getting too much and it don't smell good, you'd be like, "Why you got so much on?"
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
speaking on that, events and stuff like that is definitely a thing. And I think that comes around not only how you feel, but how you want other people to respond to you. So maybe when you're going on a date, you have something that's more sensual, like, oh, you're going to eat them up type. But then you have something different for work, where it's like giving a scent that makes somebody
maybe want to buy it.
Yeah, still brings comfort. Maybe you do add sensual if you have to do a deal, whatever, but not too much.
Right.
And then also speaking on not only events, but seasons of the year. So what would be your preference for a spring situation? Your type of scents.
Okay, let me start. I'm going to just do it like this. Summer. Okay. I would do an Escada feel. They make a lot of fruity, floral scents. Summertime, you want that vibe. Spring, you can kind of bring it into spring, but I'm actually liking, my brain just went blank. Give me a moment.
You're good.
Dylan Blue.
Okay.
That's been my favorite. And then winter, I would do either Dolce & Gabbana, the one. I just bought this, so it's in the box. But I had a small one.
Okay.
Dolce & Gabbana, the one. Very warm. But it just goes, like, that sweater, you know. This is a sweater vibe right here. At night, wintertime, or at night in general, I'm going to go with the Versace Dylan Blue. Okay. So they have Versace Dylan Blue and Versace Dylan Blue Aqua. Aqua is daytime. To me, spring, morning time in general. So these are my favorite scents right now. I love, oh my God, I can't think of his name right now. And this is like all year round. I wear him. And it's more like an oil base. So it lasts a lot longer. And he has scents for every season. But I cannot think of his name right now. It'll come to me. But it's dope. Yeah,
That's dope. So I'm finding out something new. I didn't even know you had a collection of period. Okay. Look, okay. You ain't sharing your scents.
It's a thing. Magari has some great scents. Mm-hmm. Ifeanyi has some great scents. Who else? Gucci Guilty is dope. I mean, I work at a place that we sell perfume and cologne, and I'm in that section a lot. So you know what I'm saying? It's like you learn as you go, and it's exciting. But I really love cologne. Cologne is like it for me. If I could wear it and it smelled good on me, I would wear it.
Right.
But that's why I'd be like, I need a boyfriend, because I just want to buy him all the cologne so I can smell him every day.
And I'm a mixer, so I love colognes, but then I like mixing maybe an oil or something like that. That's like my thing. But I was in Nordstrom's just like going around everywhere and like like smell it everything. Mm-hmm. And in love. But here's what some people had to say based off this poll. Because we were speaking on like what people's favorite scents and notes are. So designers.
Wait. I was going to say, fun fact. Okay. I don't know if every location has it, but if they don't, the best way to smell colognes and perfumes is if you have coffee grounds.
Yes.
Because it resets your smell, your sense of smell, and you're able to smell the next thing clearly. So hopefully they have it. If not, get your little bag, have it when you know you're going to smell. Smell that in between each perfume or cologne.
Indeed. So designer Swank, hers was woody and sweet. I would agree with that. Spring like a comfort situation. Celeste said a dry wood smell. Dry wood. Mm-hmm. That gives me like fireplace situation. I like floral and woody, T. Nicole. So a floral and woody situation. Viva Arena is woody manly. I'm more on that side as well. Not your shorty. these names though. Fruity and floral. She's a sweetie for sure. Miss Brown, light but memorable for sure. Then you're going into like how heavy, not heavy. So light but memorable. I'm here for that. So she also mentioned, I don't know if you've heard of this one. I do know Philosophy, but I don't know the fragrance. Amazing Grace.
Yes.
Know that one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Philosophy, they have some good scents. To me, I would buy those like for travel.
And so how would you say Amazing Grace smells?
It's like soft.
Soft, but fresh. Probably like a fresh smell. Probably,
All of their scents are very soft, though. Some vanilla hints. Mm-hmm. So I realize I like stuff that has like cardamom and cinnamon, and really? You would think like, yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, okay.
Vanillas.
Yeah.
Vanillas. But you said like you like cinnamon. Okay, I can see that. Okay, cinnamons. Elderlina, woody, so hot. Woody is definitely, woody has to be like the most common for people. And I wonder if it's just like the comfort, but what makes a difference is what it's mixed with for sure. Super Mountain, woody, Assassin, beautiful, disaster, fresh. Okay, period. Mm-hmm. I'm here for those. So, let me see. Yeah. And as far as the seasons, a key note for me, and as I've been learning fragrances and stuff like that, is in the winter going with like a perfume that is like more heavier scents usually works well. Keeping it fresh and maybe, yes, a little bit floral. I'm not really a floral person, but in the springtime, it's definitely something that works. And in the summer, I just prefer not to for the perfumes to be so heavy, because it's that mix with the body odor and stuff like that, I'm just not here for that. Like, that's just not a good mix. So there are some perfumes that I would only wear during winter versus spring, just the summer. So yeah, but my favorite right now, and pretty much everybody has it, and it's probably old news for a lot of people, but it's gonna be the Baccarat. You try that one? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. So that one has definitely like a warm, it's definitely memorable. I believe if you smell it, Dylan, you'll probably recognize it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna bring that with me next week. You'll smell it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then yeah. So you have anything else you want to add?
So what's like some of your favorite perfumes or colognes besides that?
I would have to say, I mean, literally that one. I actually like YSL line. I have that was actually like my first big purchase was the Tuxedo. It's like, it's spicy. It has a little spicy touch to it. But I mm-hmm. love to wear it. It just made sense to me. And I love the smell. And of course, I love suits. So maybe that was something that was in my head. But that together, it works for me. Mm-hmm. But once again, I'm mixing with oils constantly. So I have, like, you know, the little oils that you get from the stands. But mm-hmm. it's a Grand Sand one. It's warm. It's comforting. But it's sensual. Has just mm-hmm. a little bit of touch. It's mixed with, I want to say actually cinnamon. There's a few different things that mix into mm-hmm. that one that smells really good. So yeah, those are mine. And I keep it in, as far as like travel and stuff like that, everything's really fresh because I don't want to draw like a lot of attention or anything. Mm-hmm. But if you come up on me, you'll probably smell it. So.
Yeah, I love those compliments. I love that. Ooh, you just smell so good.
Good.
I
like
that. Thank you.
It's like the icing on the cake for a look. It's part of a look.
It is. It's to me, it's just universal. Like, it all just is all encompassing. Like, I don't know what it is. A man that don't work alone, it ain't it. It don't work for me.
It don't sit well with you.
It doesn't.
They'll smell like they deodorant. They put on deodorant.
Okay, so I will say I did have an ex. I'd be like, what do you got on? He'd be like, I just took a shower. I'd be like, well, whatever you're showering in, yeah. keep it going. Like, he always smells. So I'm like, what is this? I need to know because, I mean, if you don't like wearing cologne, just make sure you're showering in something that you get out the shower smelling fresh and smelling good all day.
Right.
Yeah, he definitely had that down pat. So.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, though, like, some of my oils are going to be natural as far as, like, your stress. Like, I like, because I'm always doing, like, aromatherapy type stuff. So, mm-hmm. your eucalyptus smells, and then, like, your, some of them have, like, different mix of oils together that are really mm-hmm. good, especially at night. So, it's kind of just sticks on me. It's just, like, a thing. Mm-hmm. So, I think mixing is the way to go if you want to have like your own scent, like your own, and not be necessarily recognized.
I know. I really want to go to that place I told you about out there where you can make your own scent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be super dope. I think everybody should do that because it'll be perfect for whatever your, you know, whatever you embrace with your skin and how warm it is or how cool it is or whatever. So I think that's super dope. Again, there's so many options now. It doesn't have to be perfume, so to speak. Because sometimes you will get that perfume, and the moment you spray it, it's like, it just smells like alcohol. Like, you got to wait for it to... I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that.
Well, that's getting in. That's also getting into eau de toilette versus, you know, your EDPs, your parfums.
But what I've noticed is... a lot of men's cologne is toilette. It's not, they don't, a lot of them don't even offer the option to have a parfum.
Mm. Yeah.
So
that oil base is what's going to give it that long wear.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was trying to look for who I'm talking about because he... Replica is good too, but it's not Replica. It's I'm so mad right now because his is oil based and it really does last all day. Oh. But I can't find him, so that's that.
You was focused hard too. I was like, she's looking for something.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna find it. Shoot. Oh well. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I mean, perfume for me is a thing, boy.
Yeah. The toilets, the EDTs, they never ever last for me. I mean, you gotta put it on like 2-3 times out the day. Like that.
It's almost like wearing a freaking body spray.
Taking it back to them times from Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body Works. My favorite one back then was a floral situation, but Love Spell was still, it still has some warm notes to it. Love Spell. Yeah. Remember Love Spell?
Yeah. But you know what? Because of using it back in the day, like I can't even think about wearing any type of Victoria's Secret, nothing.
But my favorite bottle was the little, I'm telling you, design wise, they know what they're doing because they had the little bottle on it. It's giving vintage vibes, and I'm just a sucker for that type of stuff. And it was nice.
I will tell you that you speaking on that, I am a sucker for packaging.
Yes.
So like, Carolina Herrera, I think her name is that heel.
Yes, everybody.
But it actually smells good, though. It actually smells good.
Really good.
So, like stuff like that, or like Paco Rabanne, he has new cologne out right now, and it's a robot, but it smells so good. Like,
oh, you gotta send me that one. It's a robot. Let me see what that looks like.
But it smells so good. And who I was talking about was Jo Malone. That's who I was talking about this whole time. Trying to get it in my mind. He has a lot of oil-based fragrances that smell really, really good, and they have all the scents, and they're more natural than I'm waiting to buy this Paco Rabanne though. Shoot, somebody gonna get it.
Shoot, you may be able to go on one of the sites. Unless if you buy them in the store, there's plenty of sites nowadays.
But I get a discount.
I'm good.
So this is what it looks like. Guys, get this. This shit is fresh. This could be your morning scent. It smells so bomb.
Well, say the name one more time.
Paco Rabanne.
Paco Rabanne. Okay, so that's the robot looking one. If any of the men want to grab
He has about 3 cents that you could get and you won't go wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is it providing? Like a fresh, like...
So this is fresh. This is a fresh scent. Just fresh. Nothing floral about it. It's earthy and woody.
Earthy and woody, okay.
So it says it has notes of lavender, rhubarb. Shit don't sound great, but when you smell it
all together.
I spray it every day on the little tab just so I can smell it and imagine it on my dream, man.
So that's what you be doing at work.
Yeah, that's all I do. I just imagine. It's fun. No, actually, like when I don't have clients, that's my department. Like I put myself there to help people, especially men. It's fun. Like, cause they're torn, and you know they trust your judgment, and I love it. I enjoy it.
That's what's up. I'm here for it. The final touch to your look, putting it all together, is your fragrance. So, for sure, Dylan says it's a problem if you don't wear a cologne or perfume.
If you ain't stepping out of the shower with some type of scent, I'm going to need you to put some cologne or perfume on. I mean, it's just exciting.
It is.
It's something about it.
But it can be too strong. Like, there's some people that just OD, and it's just like, yeah, you got, let's go over that real quick. If you're watching us, you got your points, all right? Your points are going to be right here, all right? On the wrist, your elbow, right? Okay. Right in the crease right here.
Inside your arm.
For those listening on the podcast, you got your neck area, all right? Your neck. All right, so when somebody give you that hug, they should be like, woo!
Oh, God. I'd be weak. I'd be weak. I'd be so weak. I'd be like, ooh. Let me step back. I can't take it.
You can't take it.
Yeah, and you can put it behind your knees, too, in that crease.
Happy Thursday, another talk with Dylan and Lee. Let's talk fashion. Our final statement again is find your fragrance or cologne. Go to Nordstrom's, Bloomingdale, Ulta.
You can Sephora. Go
to Indie House, Sephora.
They have all kinds of subscription stuff online now.
Yeah.
So you can do that too. Yeah.
I always love getting the samples. Just getting all the ones.
Right. But back in the day, before COVID, you were able to get samples from Sephora. That's what that was my thing. When I would travel, I would just go get free samples, because why pay $25 for a roller when you could just, that shit's going to last you your vacation. So that's what I used to do, but now since COVID, at least get a rollerball or a little spray for the $25 for your travel. It'll last you the whole time that you're there versus trying to pack, your big, collections that you could leave at home. Always get your travel size. So, yeah, I mean, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. Oh, beautiful. A beautiful thing, as long as you know how to.
I think that's how you. I'm gonna tell you, it's like a key of winning somebody over is your smell, because they're gonna remember your senses. All right. So if someone says, not only was she pretty, all right, not only did she look good, she hit that, but she smelled good. He smelled good. Like,
you it's know a what part I'm of saying? The conversation.
Because it's an automatic brain situation that happens that says.
It's a connection.
Yeah, it's an indication. You got to hit the marks. So.
Yeah, because, that's like me coming to you like, girl, I met this guy and he dressed good and, oh, he smells. So it's just a part of the conversation, too. Like, you just, or be like, well, he didn't really smell. He didn't have no, like, or the you asked, did he smell good, girl? You like, well, he wasn't wearing nothing. Like, it's a thing, y'all.
Yeah, it's a thing. I know. I'll be remembering after the hooks or whatever.
I'd be mad when I forget to put on, like, because sometimes I have lotions that have scents, and so I forget to just spray a little right here, and I'd be mad. Like, but luckily I work somewhere where I could just spray again. But if I'm not going to work, I'd be like, dang it.
Wait, quick question. Every store has a smell. And almost every fashion house has a smell, and they do it for this specific reason we're talking about now. What's your favorite place or department store that has a smell that you really enjoy? I know that's a hard one. That's a hard one, but I'm curious.
Maybe like Saks? I don't know. Saks.
Okay.
Nordstrom.
Thing. So you like the bigger department. I mean, but they have an array of smells in there.
Yeah. MAC, because they have good perfume. They have a good, it's a good, yeah.
That floral, it was a MAC. It was broken up. It had the green floral in the middle.
Green, yep.
You know which one I'm talking about. That MAC one smelled really good. It's just the alcoholic content was too high for me. But it does. When you walk
You walk in, you're like, damn, this smells good in here. Macy's, if you walk into that area.
Yeah.
smells good. I don't know. I just be like excited.
Have you noticed Zara has a scent on their clothes?
You know what? Zara has a vibe in general. So I'm like, it smells good. It looks good. It's just, I don't even care to shop online because I want to go into the store. So everything about Zara is a vibe. But yeah, I realize that it's definitely like producing something that makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's touching senses. Not just sight, but smell, hear, listening, everything. It touches all my senses.
Yo,
that's why Zara probably, that's why Zara lures people in.
Exactly. We dropping keys right now. These are some gems, y'all. Y'all should be paying attention to. That's how they're getting you. When you go into suit stores, specifically some of the good ones like, what's the name, Brother? Soda and it's another one. Soda, it's a new store. Well, it's not really new, but Soda. Sorry, it's gonna bother me if I don't get it. I know it's gonna bother me if I didn't. Scotch and Soda. They have a very distinct smell as well as soon as you go in their actual store that makes you like feel, it gives you a not only that sense of comfort, but that woody feel to it, but it's not overpowering. Most of the places, they don't want to overpower anything, but they, like I said, have that specific smell. So not only are you seeing rich clothing specifically, but you're like, I need this because it provides a certain feeling off the smell, but it also looks good.
You know who's like that too? Huh? Yes, Abercrombie and Fitch.
That was my first place that I noticed they did that at. Because I was like, these clothes,
I was like,
knowing damn well they don't fit me, right? But
yeah, but I want to go in there all the time. Them jeans make my booty look so flat, but I want to try it on because I want to smell.
I feel confused.
It gotta be the smell. But yeah, this for sure.
I can feel it right now.
So I like, I'm so into scents that I get Wallflowers, right?
Okay.
And Bath and Body Works has a whiskey one.
Ooh.
When I smell that.
You have it in there right now?
I ran out. I got to go to another Bath and Body Works or do it online. But, girl, I said, every time I walk past my hall, I was like,
ooh.
First a minute. No? Okay. But it just smells really good. It made me want to smoke a cigar. Like, I feel like everyone could set a vibe with a scent. Like, I feel like that smell could go with a cigar vibe, a cigar room. Put them somewhere. Oh, my God.
That,
it just sets the tone.
For sure. For sure.
I'm telling you.
These are gems right here. If you haven't been paying attention to your smells, your senses, get on it, sis. Especially if you're trying to... trying to do some things as far as landing stuff and doing all that. You just want to make sure you hit the, if you on the dating scene or whatever, make sure you pay attention to that. Because that's how I'm telling you, winning people over. I done got
close. Or even in the boardroom to shoot.
Yeah, for sure.
With that bomb suit you got on, trying to get that deal.
Solidify the deal.
A certain level of confidence it gives you, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's totally a thing.
Man, my teeth hurt so bad right now.
From your
from my braces, I gotta wear rubber bands. Oh, it was so hard to talk today.
Aw. Poor thing.
Life, adulting.
Okay.
trying to be sexy for them.
The teeth. All right. Well, it's been real, you guys. This is Let's Talk Fashion with Dylan and Lee. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, this is a good little vibe. A good little pop in and pop out.
I feel like I got a lot of smells in my mind right now. Like, I'm feeling different things, got all that going. I actually just thought about grandma and her smell. So, lots of memories around smells. Make sure y'all pay attention to those. I said like 3 times, so they said 3 is a good number. But I hope everyone has a good, your face. Everybody have a good night. What's up, Rika? Miss you. It's been real.
Until next time, every Thursday, 9:30, maybe a little bit after, but you know, we're here. Yeah, let's talk fraction with Dylan Lee. Bless.
All right. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.